Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Kate Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Just one game in softball last night. Lake Mills picks up a win against Gardner Hayfield Ventura. Bulldogs 4, Gardner Hayfield Ventura 1. The Chicago White Sox, they coughed up a 3-0 lead before Zach Collins hit a tie-breaking homer in the sixth inning. As Chicago completes the sweep of our Minnesota Twins, White Sox 8, Twins 5. Minnesota right back in action tonight. They'll start a three-game series in Kansas City. Pre-game at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch at 7:10 right here on Kate. Also in baseball yesterday, Kike Hernandez led off with a homer for the third time in 5 days. That got the Red Sox going. Boston wins in a laugher over Kansas City, 15-1. Jose Altuve hit a grand slam, and the Astros snapped a four-game losing streak. They beat the Indians 7-2. Joey Gallo homered in his fifth straight game. Nate Lowe, he went deep twice. Rangers pound the A's 8-3. The Mariners, they were 7-2 winners over the Blue Jays behind Yusei Kikuchi. He pitched one-run ball over seven innings. The Braves pulled out a 4-3 win over the Mets. Freddie Freeman's game-winning RBI single off of Seth Lugo in the bottom of the ninth. That was a walk-off winner. Again, Atlanta wins 4-3. Max Muncy hit a grand slam to lead the Los Angeles Dodgers to a 6-2 rain-shortened win against the Washington Nationals. Now a tornado warning caused the game to be stopped before the top of the sixth began. The Milwaukee Brewers, they have won 9 in a row as they beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Well, the All-Star Game when it comes to our starters has been selected. July 13th, MLB's All-Star Game at Colorado's Coors Field. They're led by, or each league is led by a couple of pretty good home run hitters. Padres outfielder Fernando Tatis Jr., he leads the National League. Blue Jays outfielder Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he'll represent the American League. Now, when it comes to the rest of the American League starters, Guerrero's going to be joined by Toronto teammates Marcus Semien and Teoscar Hernandez. The rest of the American League starters are Royals catcher Salvador Perez, Red Sox infielders Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts, Angels DH Shohei Ohtani, and Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge. Now, Angels outfielder Mike Trout was selected as a starter, but won't be available. Reds outfielders Nick Castellanos and Jesse Winker are NL starters, as are Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman and outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. Now, Giants catcher Buster Posey, Pirates second baseman Adam Frazier, and Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado, they round out the NL lineup. The Dodgers, they'll visit the White House on Friday to celebrate their first World Series championship in 32 years. President Joe Biden will welcome the team for a ceremony in the East Room. It'll be the Dodgers' first visit to the White House since 1988, when President Ronald Reagan welcomed them after their championship season. Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says pitcher Trevor Bauer is still on track to start Sunday against the Washington Nationals, despite a police inquiry. Now, police in Pasadena, California, are investigating claims by a woman who says the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner assaulted her. The woman has obtained a protection order. Now, under the joint MLB Players Association domestic violence policy, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, he has the power to place a player on administrative leave while allegations are investigated. Brooke Lopez scored a playoff career-high 33 points. The Milwaukee Bucks, they beat Atlanta 123-112 to regain the lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bucks, they own a 3-2 series edge. They are one win away from reaching the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974. Giannis did not play for Milwaukee. Trae Young, he was out last night for Atlanta. The NFL has fined the Washington football team $10 million after a months-long independent investigation found the organization's workplace, quote, highly unprofessional, especially for women. The team was not stripped of any draft picks and no formal suspensions were handed out as part of the league's discipline. Now, owner Dan Snyder is stepping away from day-to-day operations for several months after the inquiry revealed that ownership and senior officials paid little attention to sexual harassment and other workplace issues. Now, Snyder says his wife, Tanya, will be in charge for the next several months. Former Southern California running back Reggie Bush has released a statement seeking to have his Heisman Trophy returned and collegiate statistics reinstated. Now, Bush issued a statement yesterday, which also marked the first day that current college athletes could benefit off their names, image, and likeness. Now, Bush gave up his Heisman in 2010, becoming the first winner in the award's long history to do that. That happened after the NCAA stripped the Trojans of their 2004 national title, along with vacating 14 victories from 2004 and 2005 after an investigation determined that Bush had received improper benefits. And one note from Wimbledon, Roger Federer has become the oldest man to reach the third round at Wimbledon in 46 years. Federer is going to turn 40 next month. He held every service game and extended his winning streak against Richard Gasquet to 11 matches with a victory in straight sets. And it's Checka Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. A happy Friday to you and your family. I'm Aaron Worm.